You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Happy Friday, ahead of Cy-Hawk game day. Iowa State coming up tomorrow at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. That's the main focal point of our program here today. We welcome you in to a Friday edition of the Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here at KGYM. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, checking them out. We encourage you to do so. It is DuPaco.com, or just stop on by, visit one of their many locations around the corridor, Eastern Iowa and beyond. And first of all, thank them very much for being the presenting sponsor of our program, and then find out what they have. You can also go to our website at kgymradio.com to find out more about DuPaco. We're going to talk Iowa State. Get your thoughts about it. What are you looking for? Your predictions and why? We'll talk about that. We've got the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you, as well as the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming your way in just a little bit. We'll take a look at last night's Thursday night football opener in Kansas City and a whole lot more. Text line available, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And you can pick up the phone and give us a call if you'd like to talk to Isaac. Say hi to him. Wish him a good weekend. That is also 319-366-1600 here on 1600 ESPN, KGYM, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joins me from his back porch in the southwest side. The aforementioned Isaac on the other side of the glass here today. And Mark, good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Scott. Doing well. Isaac, everyone out there looking forward to a what promises to be a very interesting weekend in college and pro football.
Already has been. Already has been.
Yes.
We will get more on that subject coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk Iowa and Iowa State. As we mentioned, that's going to be a big part of the show here today. And I'd love to get your input on exactly how you think things are going to play out, you, the listener out there. And love to interact with you at 319-366-1600. And should mention to start off the program here today that at about 90 minutes ago, just over 90 minutes ago, over at Kennedy High School, one of the top offensive tackles of the class of 2025, Nick Brooks, made his intentions known as where he is going to play his college football. And he has committed now to Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes. That was going, I don't want to say expected, but I think Iowa was the leader in the clubhouse going into the announcement today. Of course, he has spent his last 2 years down in Georgia, grew up here in Cedar Rapids, and was a member of the team with his Kennedy teammates, went down to Georgia the last couple of years, is now back. And it was between Georgia and Iowa, but also, Florida State, Tennessee, and Alabama were in there. They were the final five for his services. He is 6'8", 375 pounds. And Nick is a big young man and a very nice young man as well. I will see him tonight along with John Haggerty over at Linmar. Linmar and Kennedy tonight. It's the only one game, by the way. 7 o'clock start for that one. How refreshing. 7 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that. That's like 1 o'clock starts in college football, Mark. So 7 o'clock tonight, they'll kick things off. We'll be over there for CRMLivesports.com coming up tonight. But I don't think a real big surprise as far as what Nick Brooks had to say today.
Now, Brooks was joined at the head table at Kennedy by his parents, and it's his birthday today. and he commits to the college of his choice. He's got another year of high school, so don't get too excited about him being in a Hawkeye uniform next year. And his height and weight are all over the board, Scott. You mentioned, you know, maybe the latest, what's in the Kennedy program, anywhere from 6'7", 345 to 6'8", 385. Maybe it depends on the day. I don't know. But he's a top 15 offensive tackle in the country and the kind of guy I would rather have than not.
Very true. As in basketball, you can't teach 7 feet. You can't teach 6'8", 375 or 345 or 380 or whatever the case may be. Nick is a big young man. Let's just say that, and that's a good get for Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. 319-366-1600. And let's start off with Iowa and Iowa State, Mark. And again, we'd love to hear your thoughts about the game. Cyclone fans, Hawkeye fans, neutral fans, fans that really don't have a dog in the hunt, whatever the case may be, what are you expecting tomorrow? What should be a beautiful day for football in Ames at Jack Trice Stadium? 319-366-1600. And we will have our predictions coming up here on the Emil Sideaway Pick 6 for you. Also, the Before the Boom podcast is available for you. Is that right, Isaac? It's up and running. Thank you. Just go to our website at kgymradio.com if you'd like to listen to that. If you'd like to watch it and see our lovely faces, you can do so as well. Where can they do that, Isaac? Is that on our Facebook page?
That'll be on the Facebook, yep.
Okay, KGYM Facebook page.
1600 ESPN is what it is named.
Okay, yep. 1600 ESPN.
Yep.
Gotcha. So go to that if you'd like to see, if you'd like to see what the face looks like when we're talking about these things that are sure to go wrong. And we talked a lot about Iowa State. We talked a lot about Iowa, obviously, Mark. Just kind of interested in what the fans have to say going into the game as we're now less than 24 hours away from the kickoff in Ames tomorrow. And have you had any changes? I'm not going to say change of heart or anything like that, but has anything in the last 24 hours made you take pause as far as what you first thought about this football game tomorrow?
Not really. From game one to game two, games won for each team were different in their own respect. Do I read too much into them? Not particularly. One of the great unknowns is whether a Republican debate will break out in the parking lot before the game. People should not get excited about that. They're not going to see these people. By and large, big deal. Okay? Let's worry about the football game. And I think it's going to be low scoring. I think it's going to take a turnover here or there. Frankly, I just don't know. I'm firing darts at the board. When I make my picks in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. And you can apparently see the Before the Boom video on Spotify as well. 6429 lets us know. What do you think? Iowa State, what's your pick tomorrow and why? 319-366-1600 or give us a call at 319-366-1600. Who is going to make the least amount of mistakes tomorrow? Boy, that's going on a limb, Scott. Yeah, I know. I get it. But you got two offenses that are very fragile. And with that in mind, special teams are going to play a big part of it, I believe. I think that, like I said, if there is a team that gets behind the chains a lot early on, we'll see how that impacts the game. These defenses are good enough that I think they're going to have the upper hand over the opposing offense to begin with. And if you give them, a sniff of blood, they're going to be like a shark going after things. 16-14 Iowa wins, says 0547. That is a remarkably a score that is very remarkably similar to something that I have in mind. More on that later on here. 319-366-1600. Maybe there'll be a Puntapalooza tomorrow as well between Perkins and Taylor.
It could likely happen and could impact the game greatly. Let's put the question in another form for our listeners, another option for you to answer. Will either team score 20 points or more?
Ooh. First blush, no way. That's my... unless there is a scoop and score, return punt, return kick, pick six. That's happened before in games this week. Things like that. Don't look at me, Isaac. It's okay. The sun came up. Everything's fine. 16 more. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. But I don't think the offenses are going to get to 20. That's my guess anyway. 82-20 says 5-2. Who's got five and who's got two? That's what I want to know. I don't think anyone is expecting an offensive explosion by these two teams coming up tomorrow.
Reminiscent of Iowa's win at Penn State 6-4 several years ago. And man, was that a snooze fest.
Yeah, but Kirk Ferentz still refers to that as maybe the most satisfying game that he's ever won. Unbelievably. But there was a lot going on that particular day. Let's just say neither offense scores 20 points, says 0547. 90-49 on the text line. Iowa State did a good job last week, but still has to overcome, a lot to overcome. Disappointed that some people that aren't interested in the football game will be there. I would agree. They're not going to be watching the game. 19-29 says Iowa State, their quarterback, more healthy. Cyclone 16-3. Thank you for that.
I think it's a valid point because McNamara's, the health of McNamara's soft tissue issue is an important one and will be throughout the season. On the other hand, Rocco Beck going to start in the biggest game of his career in a rivalry game. Granted, it's at home. The guy has talent. A couple touchdown passes last week. This is a new stage for him, that's for sure. The health of McNamara is paramount, and we'll see how he operates.
Cyclone Tim sent us a couple of photos, and I'm going to have nightmares now. Isaac, do you see these?
I know he sent some during Todd's show this morning as well. I don't know what he sent recently, but I'll say he's quite the graphic designer with the Photoshop there.
I am going to have nightmares, though.
Is it you on a cheerleader?
Yes.
Yes.
And Mark.
Oh, on yeah, a cheerleader. Todd got that one earlier. If you scroll down a little bit, I'm sure you'll see that, too.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it, and you do very good work, by the way. Iowa 28, Iowa State 10, says 67-17. 96-63, says Iowa by 12, 28-16. And three defensive touchdowns in the game. I would imagine most of those by the Hawkeyes, according to 96-63. This is going to... Hey, Iowa State has precedence, Mark, as you know, as far as quarterbacks with not a lot of experience stepping into the limelight in this particular ball game and performing very, very well. It has happened on a couple of occasions in the past.
Well, Steele Jans comes to mind. He was a quarterback in that 2017 triple overtime game, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, but he came to the fore. There's been a bit of a history there. Deckers didn't have a lot of experience last year, that led that 21-play, 99-yard drive to the winning score at Kinnick Stadium for Iowa State. So, again, we'll see how Beck performs. We'll see how both quarterbacks perform.
Can I say this? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the total points for Iowa and Iowa State tomorrow are not going to equal what LeFester Rhodes put up in the famous LeFester game for Iowa
State.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one, Scott.
I think LeFester outscores both football teams. Now, you're going back a few years, though, for the LeFester game.
But it was 54, right?
He had 54 that night. I still remember that vividly. Vividly, as Cyclone fans probably remember it vividly as well. 319-366-1600 at 320. Jeff weighs in. I think the Iowa tight ends will have a lot to do with it, just like the one last night. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. We'll get to that. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Justin says, just stay under.
This is about, I don't know what, 35, 36, is it? Something like that.
I'll take a look for you, Mark. And it is right now 36 and a half.
Okay.
So that's not getting to 20 if it's going to be a game that is as close as we believe it is. It is, looks like 3.5 right now, according to this particular site. We are picking at a 2.5, correct?
That is correct. I kind of manipulated that line a little bit to make it more interesting. Maybe. Probably. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting in any respect. Turnovers extra deadly this year, says Cyclone Tim. And let's just say this. First of all, if you are headed off to the game tomorrow, and for the most part, I think pregame, everyone has been on their best behavior in the past. It's usually in a tight game afterwards that things get a little crazy, and it's going to be a good long pregame time slot of, getting yourself perhaps extra, can we say, lubricated as far as the ball game is concerned. Perhaps some may overindulge a little bit. Give yourself time to get into Jack's Trice Stadium. I think they're going to rectify the ticket situation, snafu. They will. I'm not worried about it for people that are going to the game tomorrow. But just don't get there at 2:15 and expect to walk in. So that's my best advice to everybody tomorrow if you're headed off to the game.
Yeah, I think Iowa State's done just about everything it can to educate people, institute some new procedures in that ticketing policy. You should be able to walk in at 2:15, but I don't know the circumstances right now. Probably not a good idea.
No, and in this day and age, it's better to get there early anyway. Go see the bands. Or the band. Probably the Iowa band is not going, and I'm sorry I even mentioned that because that goes down a slippery slope, and I just don't want to go there today. You know what? Iowa fans have been treated poorly in Ames. Iowa State fans have been treated poorly in Iowa City. It's the way of the world as far as rivalry games are concerned. It's just the way it goes. So I'm sorry I ever brought up the word band, Mark.
Whose choice was that, do you know?
That was my choice. I accidentally said bands.
For the band to appear at the game.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. Don't know, but Iowa band has not gone too many places, I know. I think that's kind of more of a SEC thing. Used to be that the bands would take one road trip a year. I did know that. I learned that from former band people at both Iowa and Iowa State. They would go on one road trip per year, and I don't know if that's still the way of the world or not. But I digress. 324 here on the gym class program on KGYM. Thank you for your thoughts about Iowa and Iowa State. If you want to keep them flying in, love to hear, read them. And we will share them with our listeners out there at 319-366-1600. Want to get to the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update right now a little bit early, Mark, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about last night. And then we'll get to the pick six. We'll do that coming up in a little bit. It is time for Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And they do a tremendous job. Of course, Dave's going to be joining us coming up in just a little bit as he will be making his picks. But thanks to Chris and Jamie and everybody over there. We do appreciate everything they do. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com.
Full slate of Major League Baseball, one game in progress right now. Top of the ninth inning, Arizona leads the Cubs 1-0. Terrific pitching duel between Jameson Taillon and Zach Gallen of Arizona. 1-0, two out in the top of the ninth inning. The United States World Cup basketball team, the men's team that is, lost in the semifinals to Germany, 113-111. U.S. experiencing defensive problems in its last two games. Consequently, the Americans will play Canada for the bronze. Germany and Serbia will hook up in the championship. Back to Major League Baseball, other games of Midwest interest. The White Sox at Detroit, Milwaukee at the Yankees, Kansas City at Toronto, the Mets in the Twin Cities to face Minnesota, and St. Louis at Cincinnati. And finally, Scott, normally Louisville Murray State football would not merit a mention on this show. Louisville won 56-0. The interesting part is that Louisville used 9 quarterbacks in the game.
Yeah.
9 quarterbacks saw the field for Louisville.
Read that. Murray State, of course, coming into the Missouri Valley Football Conference next year. Like we talked about on Tuesday, it's just going to be harder and harder for FCS teams to compete with FBS teams. And Murray State has not been the best football program around in Division I AA lately, but it's still an uphill climb. No doubt about that. All right, thank you, Mark. One more reminder for you before Sunday's games and perhaps the Monday game between Buffalo and the Jets about our NFL knockout pool brought to you by Imon Communications, your chance to win $300 in cash. And all you need to do is go sign up at kgymradio.com. Pick a team to win each and every week. If your team wins, you advance. You keep advancing. You got a chance to win that $300. But you must get in at kgymradio.com and get your pick in. If you want to pick a Sunday team, you got to get it in by kickoff on Sunday. Otherwise, you're stuck with the Jets or the Bills for the Monday night game. You'd have to take one of those two particular teams. So take a break. Come back. More of the gym class after this. Right here on KGYM 1600 ESPN Radio.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and it's going to be a sunny and comfortable day. Temperatures will be climbing into the mid-70s, and then tonight we are going to have clear skies, and temperatures will fall pretty fast down into the low 50s. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine once again, temperatures around 80, humidity nice and low, and then as we head into Sunday, some more clouds will start to build in. We'll have the chance for some scattered showers and storms late Sunday into Monday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
For over a century, AM Radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Upgrade your home with quality appliances, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Get a stainless steel, fingerprint-resistant dishwasher, refrigerator, microwave, and electric range with the Whirlpool Appliance Suite. And save over $1,800 after sale price and 11% rebate. Good through September 10th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Want Hawkeye football tickets? U.S. Cellular's got them, and you could win a pair. Join the Z and 1600 ESPN crew tomorrow from 1 to 3 at U.S. Cellular in Cedar Rapids, 1115 Blair's Ferry Road. You could win a coveted pair of tickets to the Iowa-Michigan State game, but you got to sign up while we're there. So stop by, see us, and register for your chance to win Hawkeye football tickets, plus a $20,000 vacay tomorrow from 1 to 3 at U.S. Cellular, 1115 Blair's Ferry Road. U.S. Cellular is a proud sponsor of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit circasports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
How do you bond with someone you have nothing in common with?
The game last night?
Answer, fantasy football. How do you reconnect with old friends?
Oh, hey.
Answer, fantasy football. How do you spice up small talk? How do you overcome awkward situations? How do you prove to your peers that you're a smart, capable, devastatingly good-looking force to be reckoned with, and nothing they can do or say will ever change that? Answer, ESPN Fantasy Football. Play the number one fantasy game. Sign up at ESPN.com/fantasyfootball. Insights provided by IBM Watson.
Back at 3:31, gym class for a Friday on KGYM. We'll get to the Emil Sideaway pick six for you coming up here in just a little bit. One more note on college football here, Mark. The Oregon State and Washington State have filed an emergency temporary restraining order against the Pacific 12 Conference, the Pac-12 Conference. They are seeking clarity. See who owns the remaining assets as far as the Pac-12 is concerned. They also want to stop all league votes until there is clarity on who controls what is left of the Pac-12. And I'm sure this has something to do with what is going to happen if the Mountain West and the Pac-12 do come together. They don't want the 10 members that are leaving to basically come up with concessions, whatever, bylaws, et cetera, that are going to be detrimental to what Washington State and Oregon State, left holding the bag in the Pac-12, are going to do with the league's future.
Well, it makes sense from the standpoint of those two schools. I'm not sure how far this will get. What the meaning will be in the near and far term. I think Washington State's more concerned about beating Wisconsin again tomorrow.
We're going to pick that game coming up.
Yes, we are.
In just a little bit, as far as the Emil's Hideaway pick six is concerned. 319-366-1600. We'll get the panel together for you coming up here in just a little bit. But do need to check in on last night's ball game between the Chiefs and the Lions. Detroit winning the opener last night 21-20 at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. No Travis Kelce and really bad wide receiver play by the Kansas City Chiefs. But you know what? Despite two boneheaded decisions by Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions played very well. I was impressed, Mark. And I think Detroit might be the best team now in the NFC North. That, of course, being said without seeing the other three teams this weekend.
No question. Detroit's going to be a problem. That is a very, very good football team. It did not play its best, nor did Kansas City. Kadarius Toney just dropped another ball. One for an interception. But also, Kansas City couldn't run the ball, or at least didn't try. Did Kansas City miss Kelce? Of course. You can't take a guy like that out of the lineup, even though a couple tight ends had some nice plays and contributed, much to Kelce's delight on the sidelines. But let's not bury Kansas City quite yet. But Detroit matched the hoopla accorded it in the preseason. I mean, I was very impressed. And, man, Dan Campbell goes for a fake punt inside his own 20 and gets it. That was the first quarter. He might not have done that in the third, but it just shows you, you know, what's on this guy's mind. And on his mind is winning that division and having a great year, and I think they will.
Despite the fact he went for it on 4th and 3 from about midfield with just over 2 minutes to go in the game, trying to nurse a 1-point lead, I still scratching my head about that one. 1385, watch and see if they don't try to put Jack Campbell somewhere behind Hutchinson and having them rush at the same time. Campbell's a gamer, and if he's not all pro within 2 years, we will all be surprised. Jack got in a lot, played very well last night, and Matt, the Michigan fan, weighing in with Aiden Hutchinson is going to be an absolute monster to go blue. Matt, he is already an absolute monster. So there you go. They had trouble on the outside rush. They pushed him inside to a D tackle spot, and Chiefs couldn't do anything about that. Sun came up today. Isaac, everything's fine. We're going to go 17-0. It's okay.
How'd you feel about Juwan Taylor and how he was lining
up? You know what? Everyone.
I'm not saying it was a big deal. I think it was fine. If they're not going to call it, why might as well do it? But
dude's,
I'm just interested in your sort of thoughts.
Dude's
on
been
it.
Doing it for years.
That's true.
If you watch the NFL, every right tackle is off the line of scrimmage and they move at the same time at the ball or slightly ahead of it. Why are we making a big deal of it last night?
Because he's in the backfield, Scott.
It was very exaggerated compared to some other right tackles.
Jacksonville.
I will say it was very consistent. He did do the same thing in Jacksonville.
And then they called it in the end.
They did.
That was just insult to injury.
The Lions had to have like notified the refs, because at some point you gotta be like, hey, like this is getting a little bit insane how like early he's allowed to move as far as when this time of the snap count there.
True. I hope that the coaches tell him, okay, you may want to move up a little bit.
At least in away games. Yeah, I don't think that's going to fly. That might fly at Arrowhead. I don't know if that's going to fly during away games.
That wasn't the reason the Chiefs lost or the Chiefs would have won.
I was just curious what you kind of made of that.
My son and I watching that last night and just going, yeah, this happens in every game. Why are we making a big deal of it, Chris Collinsworth?
It was mentioned like an extreme amount of times. I don't think it was like, again, every right tackle does it. Juwan Taylor just kind of took it to a little bit of an extreme, but it's not like, I don't think it's a super egregious thing.
He took it to the nth degree. I would agree with you guys. And just tell him to move up a little bit. Everything will be fine. They should have kept Amir Smith-Marset. And the Chiefs, Chris Jones is going to be in uniform, I predict, by a week from Sunday. He will get paid, and the Chiefs are going to make an effort to get somebody. They need wideout help, despite what Patrick Mahomes had to say afterwards. And like I said, Detroit is a good football team. That is a complete football team. And like we were talking last night, for the first time in 6 seasons, the Chiefs have a couple of very glaring weak spots. And that's not even talking about Matt Nagy. I'm going to start a support group, Mark. I now know what all you Chicago Bears fans felt for lo those many seasons with Matt Nagy.
I'm glad not to have him.
And now he's calling plays. All right, it'll get better. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. Panel is assembling, and we will have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you. We'll do it after this here on KGYM.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
The silly moments, the proud moments, even the hard moments. They're what make life remarkable. And they're why Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield is here for every moment. Committed to making healthcare better, more affordable, with more choices for care. And service and coverage that give you peace of mind no matter what comes your way. So you can show up for every tender moment, every brave moment, and every wouldn't miss it for the world moment. Knowing that Blue is here for you. Go to walmart.com/every moment to find a plan right for you.
Bundling and saving with Geico is an easy choice. So you're free to ponder life's big questions, like what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with Geico. It's an easy choice.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Back for the Emil's Hideaway pick six at 3:41. Jim Glass for a Friday on KGYM. Spencer on sports coming your way next. I say that because Spencer is to my right.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. Good. I'm okay. I'm all right
you,
today.
You came into work. You're breathing. The sun is shining. Your football team may have lost, but...
No one's going 17-0.
No.
Everything's fine.
Nope.
It's all going to be good. Just get me Mike Evans.
The rich get richer.
Hello, Tampa. Hello, Tampa. We welcome in Dave Alec. It is week two, and Dave is with us this week. Great to have him back. And aloha. How you doing, Dave?
Fine. Thank you for having me again.
You bet. And great to always talk to you. Thanks to everybody at Emil's. Pass it along. I know I talked to Jamie quite a bit, and she's also a Chiefs fan and also not very happy today, by the way.
That is correct.
That is correct. And, yeah, sun will come up. It did. Look, it did come up. So, Mark, I'm going to toss it to you and get things started here, and we will be asking at the end of our picks for contestants to call in. Now, if you've been a contestant, if you were last week, please do not call in this week. If you have been a winner over the last 30 days, you are also ineligible. So go ahead and call us at that particular time. But Mark, I'll throw it to you for a recap and get to game one.
Spencer was our week one winner in a tiebreaker over Dave. Each of those gentlemen went 3-3. And John from Cedar Rapids latched on to Spencer, had every belief in him, and won a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. All right, guys, game one. It is tonight. Illinois getting 3.5 points at Kansas. Spencer.
First of all, I do want to say I'm hoping not to repeat last year where I won week one and then lost the other, 87 weeks we do this. So, yeah, I'm hoping for better things this year. That aside, tonight, really interesting game. News coming out, I believe it was within the last 24 hours, that Jalen Daniels, the star quarterback for the Jayhawks, is going to play. He's expected to start. This Illinois team just gave up 28 to Toledo last week. I'm interested to see this game play out. I'm rolling with the Hawks, not the Iowa Hawkeyes, the Jayhawks tonight. I'll take Kansas at home.
Scott.
I like Kansas even without the news about Daniels, but I like them even more now with the news that he is going to be under center or in the shotgun as it is. But I was not I was talking up Illinois before the year. I was not impressed last week. It is the opening game. They'll get better. I think just Kansas has too much firepower. And a phrase I thought I would never utter, I'll take Kansas and throw the points in football.
Okay, I am next. And, yeah, I too was troubled by Illinois' defense. It gave up 416 total yards to Toledo. Granted, a very good team. But even Jalen Daniels' backup played well last week. But I'm going to go ahead, in the interest of making up ground, take 3.5 in Illinois, I think. It bounces back and at least makes it close.
You've been talking to the Champagne Five, haven't you?
No, that's why I picked Illinois. Dave.
Illinois escaped Toledo in the final seconds at home last week. The Illini defense won't be as good this year as they lost a bunch of talented starters and their defensive coordinator. Kansas went 6-7 last year and has 17 starters returning from a year ago, including Daniels. The Jayhawks are at home tonight. Give me Kansas to win and cover.
Okay, I am on an island. I'll remind everybody that each of the four of us hit an island game last week. So
very good.
Game two. Scott, you are up. It is Nebraska getting 3.5 points at Colorado.
Look, Coach Prime.
Where is he?
Over there. He's on the sideline. Coach Prime. Yeah. Colorado, I was impressed. I think they do it again. Maybe not to the tune of 45 points like they did last week down in Fort Worth against TCU, but I'm a believer. Just please don't talk after the game, Dion. That's all I ask. Please don't talk. I think Colorado wins this thing by double digits.
Okay, I too think Colorado is going to roll in this one. Nebraska did not get a good performance out of its quarterback, Jeff Sims, who is can beat you with his arm and his leg, but he did neither in the opener. And Colorado, the only thing that scares me is these kids have been going to class, presumably, all week long, hearing how great they are, yada, yada, yada. But I will go ahead and take Colorado and throw the 3.5. Dave.
Nebraska is bringing back the huddle and ditching the up-tempo spread from Scott Frost. They clearly want to run the ball, and they return their top four rushers. They don't want to get into a shootout with Colorado. They want to run the ball and keep the clock running. 92% of the handle and 95% of the tickets on this game are on Colorado. History tells me that when this happens, to race to the other side. Give me Nebraska and the points.
Woo-hoo.
All right, Spencer.
I thought long and hard about this one. The words of Coach Prime echoing in my head. Do you believe? You believe now,
Coach
all
Prime.
Week long. Boy. Says trap written all over it. I just don't think Colorado playing at home. I think the vibes in Boulder tomorrow are going to be immaculate. So I'll roll with the Buffs at home, but I have a feeling Dave might be onto something there.
Those aren't vibes, by the way.
Something else.
Game three, and I am up first. Texas getting 7.5 against Alabama. I'm not yet a believer in Texas. Give me Alabama to win big. Dave.
Alabama defeated Texas 20-19 in Austin last year, but this will be the first meeting in Tuscaloosa since 1902. Alabama is 13-5-1 at home against the spread over the last 3 years. Texas is 2-5 in their last 7 games against SEC teams, including 0-4 the last 4 regular season matchups. Give me the tie, Dwayne Cover.
Spencer.
Throwing out stats, I was reading about this game. Alabama's won 57 straight non-conference regular season games. I am not going against the Tide in Tuscaloosa. They will roll mightily this weekend.
I would love to just not be boring in this one, but I can't. I can't for the Tide. And Eli Gold will be back for this one. That's great. They're going to have a nice little deal, a story on him on the College Game Day. Can't wait to see that. But I think Alabama rolls. Sorry, guys. I made it very boring on that one. But we all win or we all lose.
All right, game four. And, Dave, you are up first. It's a return matchup from last year. Wisconsin favored by 6.5 points at Washington State.
Wisconsin quarterback Tanner Mordecai is one concern in this game. He has the arm strength and 5 years of experience, but he has INT problems, throwing 22 in his last 2 seasons at SMU. He threw 2 more last week, and it easily could have been more. And historically, not many teams handle turnovers worse than the Badgers. Take last year's game with Wazoo when they lost 17-14 with 3 turnovers and 11 penalties. Another concern is the Badger secondary. Washington State's quarterback Cameron Ward threw for 451 yards and 3 touchdowns last week at Colorado State. Give me Washington State in those points.
Spencer.
Dave, you are a smart, smart man. I think in the end the Badgers might pull out a close victory, but I will take Wazoo in the points. This is the first true litmus test, I think, for this new-look Wisconsin team heading on the road. Crazy things can happen, especially out there in Pullman, Washington, sort of after dark in the last rendition of Pac-12 After Dark. I will go Wazoo in the points.
Scott.
Anyone see the movie Volunteers with John Candy singing the Washington State fight song over and over again?
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Okay. Tom Hanks, it's pretty good. Despite that, I think Wisconsin's going to win this thing. Maybe I'm drinking the Big Ten Kool-Aid too much, but I think Wisconsin has a rallying point for this one. I'm going to take Bucky After Dark. That's scary, isn't it?
All right, Big Ten teams traditionally don't do well on the West Coast. Washington State, as Dave outlined, really throttled Colorado State on the road last week. And Wisconsin, an okay performance in the opener. I think Wisconsin's going to want to exact a measure of revenge against Washington State. And something's wrong about this line. Wisconsin favored on the road at the Pac-12 team. So I'll take Wisconsin.
That's a curveball.
All right, game five. We're going to go to the NFL Sunday afternoon game. It is Green Bay at the Bears. It's a pick 'em, Spencer.
I really want to pick with my heart here. But seeing the news that Christian Watson is out for Green Bay meaning it's going to be Romeo Doubs and Samari Toure likely as your one and two receivers for the Packers. And considering the trend that Matt LaFleur's teams don't really do all that well in week one, I will begrudgingly pick.
You can't say it, can you?
The team in Chicago known as the Bears.
Scott.
That hurt him, man.
It did.
That really,
well, at least he didn't say it.
I got into a show now with the taste of, like, vomit in my mouth. So.
I'm going to go with the experienced quarterback here. I think it's going to be a good game. And then Watson being out is going to hurt Green Bay as well. But I will take the Bears. Dub Bears.
You know my allegiances, but I think Green Bay is probably going to be able to run the ball. I'm not big yet on Chicago's defense. I think Green Bay has a lot of experience in certain positions, and not at the quarterback position for sure. And Spencer raises a good point at the wide receiver position. Maybe reverse psychology, but I'm going to go with Green Bay. Dave.
The Bears will be better this year. Green Bay will have a new quarterback. The game is a toss-up. The Bears want to show the Packers they are no longer the little brother. Matt LaFleur wants to show the Bears that Jordan Love is ready to take the reins, and they are not ready to give up their history of beating the Bears. Give me Green Bay to win the game.
Ooh, look at this. 2-2. That's the way it should go.
All right, finally, game six and the tiebreaker. Scott, you get both first. Iowa, a 2.5-point favorite at Iowa State. And the tiebreaker, total net rushing yards for Iowa.
Neither team gets to 20. As I said on Before the Boom, the thing that swayed me in this direction was a more experienced punter and a more experienced quarterback. Iowa wins. Iowa State covers. And I will take the Cyclones and the points. And I'm going to go, Iowa's going to get one decent run off. I'm going to go 71.
Okay. I'm on record now because Before the Boom is out there. I picked Iowa 16-13. Would not be surprised if it went the other way. But for some reason, I think Iowa figures out a little bit on the offensive line. And many variables in this game, but by and large, I'm going to pick Iowa and 77 rushing yards for the Hawks. Dave.
Low scoring, hard-hitting game. Team with the fewest turnovers wins the game. Give me Iowa to win and cover the points. And 85 yards.
Spencer.
I'm on record as Iowa winning 13-10. I think the Iowa defense forces a turnover that leads to the deciding points. And for the rushing yards, it goes 75.
We're all in the same thing. I'm on an Iowa State island, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You're like me last week with Utah State.
So. All right. That worked out well. All right, we need four contestants right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you played last week, if you have been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. Again, 319-366-1600. Dave, always appreciate you coming on. Thank you. Thanks to Emils, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, and you guys are the best.
All right. Thank you, Dave. And Mark, have a great, great weekend, and we will we'll talk about Iowa and Iowa State and unpack everything from a Saturday in Ames. We'll do that at 3 o'clock on Monday.
You as well. We'll talk to you then.
Yep, going to be a good one tomorrow. What do you got from 4 until 6, Spencer?
Football, 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 college, and NFL. Plenty of Cy-Hawk talk, and might sprinkle in a little baseball, too.
Got to sprinkle in a little baseball.
My beloved Arizona Diamondbacks, winners again today.
1-0.
There you go.
It is now a final. as they beat the Cubs at Wrigley Field. All right, we'll be back with you coming up on Monday at 3 o'clock. Again, we'll unpack everything from Iowa and Iowa State. Have a great weekend, everybody. Been listening to The Gym Class, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union on KGYM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus two times O Rewards points. See